Imam bhajanti dampatye.
Imam bhajanti dampatye.
Tapasa vrata chayaya.
Tapasa vrata chayaya.
Kamatmano pavargesham.
Kamatmano pavargesham.
Mohita mama mayaya.
Mohita mama mayaya.
Imam bhajanti dampatye.
Imam bhajanti dampatye.
Tapasa vrata chayaya. Kamatmano pavargesham.
Kamatmano pavargesham.
Mohita mama mayaya.
Mohita mama mayaya.
Imam bhajanti dampatye.
Imam bhajanti dampatye.
Tapasa vrata chayaya.
Tapasa vrata chayaya.
Kamatmano pavargesham.
Kamatmano pavargesham.
Mohita mama mayaya.
Mohita mama mayaya.
Imam bhajanti dampatye. Imam bhajanti dampatye.
Tapasa vrata chayaya.
Tapasa vrata
chayaya. Kamatmano pavargesham.
Kamatmano pavargesham.
Mohita mama mayaya.
Mohita mama mayaya.
Dozu.
Mam.
Mi.
Bhajanti.
Worship.
Dampatye,
for status in household life. Tapasa, by penances. Vrata,
of vows.
Charyaya, and by the execution.
Kama atmana,
lusty by nature.
Apavarga,
of liberation.
Isham,
the controller.
Mohita,
bewildered.
Mama,
mine.
Mayaya,
by the illusory material energy. Translation and purport by the servants of Srila Prabhupada. Although I have the power to avoid spiritual liberation, lusty persons worship me with penance and vows in order to get my blessings for their mundane family life. Such persons are bewildered by my illusory energy. Please repeat. Although I have the power to avoid spiritual liberation, lusty persons worship me with penance and vows in order to get my blessings for their mundane family life. Such persons are bewildered by my illusory energy.
Such persons are bewildered by my illusory energy.
Purport. The word dampatye indicates the relationship between husband and wife. Lusty and bewildered persons worship the Supreme Lord to enhance this relationship, though they know He can free them from their useless attachment to temporary things. Although I have the power to avoid spiritual liberations, lusty persons worship me with penance and vows in order to get my blessings for their mundane family life. Such persons are bewildered by my illusory energy. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sachivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakamitam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devin Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pasachate Shatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Mancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Vadevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I forgot to do the beginning prayers which should be done every day, which is chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudhirayet nashta prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatir uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. These prayers are always to be chanted before reading Bhagavatam. You're asking blessings from Vyasadev, you're asking blessings from Naranarayana Rishi, Mother Saraswati, and also it glorifies the effect of reading Srimad Bhagavatam. By reading Srimad Bhagavatam every day, nashta prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavate sevaya, you can destroy nashta prayeshu bhadreshu, you can destroy all the abhadras or all the inauspiciousness just by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam every day. That means either you chant Bhagavatam or you hear Bhagavatam. If you do this every day, and then all the inauspiciousness within the heart is destroyed. Bhagavatir uttama shloke. Because why is it? By reading Srimad Bhagavatam, it destroys all the inauspiciousness. Because it glorifies uttama shloka, or one who, or in other words, Bhagavatam glorifies Sri Krishna. Bhaktir bhavati nashtiki, and it avoids pure devotion within the heart of every living entity. So that's why we chant these prayers every day. First of all, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the devotees present here. Although disqualified in many ways, but by the mercy of devotees, I'll be able to speak which will be in line with Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami. As we know, a person is implicated in this material world in three modes of material nature, such as mode of goodness, mode of passion, and ignorance. And according to the modes of nature you have, you can approach the Supreme Lord. Generally, persons who approach the Supreme Lord out of fear are in mode of ignorance, because they approach the Supreme Lord, oh, if I don't worship Krishna, if I don't worship the Lord, then I will go to hellish planets eternally. It's very childish mentality. Like, for example, the child sees, oh, I better study. If I don't study, then my family members will chastise me, will beat me up. Whatever, it depends which background you're from. In Australia, obviously, you don't have to fear your family members or teachers. You can take them to the court and sue them. Obviously, it's very common in India that the children are very fearful to their teachers. Generally all this, and also family members. But obviously this way of handling children is very, very misused, you can say. They have misused it. Such chastisement from the family members, such chastisement from the family, from the teachers, there is no actual love within it. As much chastisement you give to the children, that much and even more love you must give to the children. That's just natural. If you instruct someone, if you give some spiritual wisdom to some, if you give some wisdom to someone, you must show affection to your subordinates, or else your instruction will have no effect. So it's very important that we show the amount of affection to whatever instructions you give. So generally, people approach the Supreme Lord out of fear. They are conditioned by mode of ignorance. If I don't surrender to the Lord, then I'll be eternally condemned to hell. This is very prominent in Western country, this Christian philosophy. The teachers of the Christianity, they say if you don't surrender to Jesus, then you'll be eternally condemned to hell. And people surrender to God in that viewpoint. Oh, if I don't surrender to God, then I will be eternally condemned to hell. So they are generally in mode of ignorance. And persons who approach the Supreme Lord with the desire to seek some reward, they are generally in the mode of passion. They think that, oh, by approaching the Supreme Lord, we can achieve all material desires. So forth. Their nature is that of mode of passion. And those who approach the Supreme Lord in mode of goodness, they're generally very dutiful, very obedient. Oh, he is Ishvara, or he is God. I must serve him. I must render service to him. Obviously, the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, or the regulated process of devotional service, regulates the living entities, or brings them to that platform, that is, you know, to be very, very dutiful to the Supreme Lord. To serve the Supreme Lord out of duty. Or in other words, to bring them in that concept of mode of goodness. That is, we should regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we should regularly chant Hare Krishna. Although we don't have any taste for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we don't have any taste for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day, we don't have taste for chanting the holy dancing in the kirtan, we may not have taste for so many things, but this teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami, helps us become very, very dutiful to the Supreme Personality of God and promotes us in the mode of goodness and even above, eventually. And obviously the topmost, that is beyond the material hemisphere, that is pure love of God, then such a person is situated not in sattva gun but in shuddha sattva or vishuddha sattva or in pure goodness. So this comes obviously when one is very, very loyal and chaste to the process of devotional service given by our predecessors, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada and so forth. By being chaste to their instructions, then we can come to this level when we become matured. That is true love for Krishna. Obviously here Sri Krishna is saying that people, they approach the Supreme Lord for some mundane benefits. But little did they know actually, because they are bewildered by Krishna's illusory energy in the form of Maya. Although it is not wrong to approach Krishna by with any motivation you have, it's not. Srimad Bhagavatam recommends one to approach the Supreme Lord by all means. Akama sarva kamova moksha kamo dharadi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Akama, whether you have no material desire, you don't have any material desire, or sarva kamova, or if you have all material desires, you can name any material desires. If you have all of the material desires, moksha kama, or even if you desire for impersonal liberation, that is merging into the Brahma Jyoti, or the effulgence of the Supreme Lord, or even merging into the body of the Lord, which the Brahmavadis do, moksha kama, udharadi, tivrena bhakti yogena, yajeta purusham param. By all means, one should approach the Supreme Lord. By all means. Whether you have material desire, or you have no material desires, such as devotees, they have no material desires. They are akamni. They have no material desires. And those who desire liberation, they should all approach the Supreme Lord by all means. Because why? Krishna, He will take care of you. He can fix you up. That is Krishna's greatest talent. The greatest talent He has is that He can nurture the living entity and give them the highest position. Krishna gives them the best thing He has. This is explained in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, how Krishna says that people approach Me with material desires. Obviously, they come and approach Me for material desire, but I don't give them such material desires. I don't. Rather, I give them true love of Krishna, true love of God, which is the highest boon, which is the highest benediction. We know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He performed so many beautiful pastimes in Nadia. So when He was around you can say 20, 22, 23 years old, during that time he was going into the marketplace of Nadia or Navadvip, and he would go to different stalls and he would get what he wanted. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he was known as Nimai Pandit, the great scholar Nimai, who defeated the great, you know, the Keshava Kashmiri. He defeated this scholar Keshava Kashmiri. He was wandering in Navadvip Dham, different stone. He would go to the milk bar, you can say. And he would get his milk, he would get his yogurt, and so forth. And he would get different items. And at the end, he needed one thing that was to eat on eat his prasadam on something, that is banana leaves, or he wanted something to drink on, that is the banana cups. So he would go and approach Kolaveti Sridhar. So Nimai, when he would go and approach when he went and would ask Kolaveti Sridhar to give banana leaf to eat on, and even bananas and the banana cup, Kolaveti Sridhar said, "No, I will not give you this cup. Well, I will give you. You have to pay me the money. You have to pay me some annas. Annas is less than a paisa, which is Indian currency. You can say paisa can be as VC cents in Australia. So annas are the way they used to barter, or they used to exchange, is they used to give shells. And that's how they would get what their items. So Kolaveti Sridhar would ask Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Nimai, you give me money, then I will give you banana. I will give you banana leaf." Nimai would give him a very, very hard time. He would spend every day in front of Kolaveti Sridhar, arguing with him for 2 to 3 hours. Just to get banana leaf or banana plate. In Bengal, this banana is very, very useful, you can say, because with banana you can eat as a fruit, with a banana leaf you can eat on that. It is considered eating on banana leaf is the best way of eating on something. It's better than even eating on golden plate or silver plate. Is that eating in banana leaf, because it's in mode of goodness. And with banana flour, you make a wonderful vegetable sabji, which is called mocha. It's really nice. And then with the bark of the banana, there's the tor, or the inner portion, you make a sabji out of also, which is called tor. So his banana tree offers so much. And Kolaveti Sridhar did this business, that is to sell banana. But Kolaveti Sridhar, he was very, very poor. He had so little. In fact, where he resided, in his little shabby home, you could see there was leak in the rooftop. When it would rain, the rain would come in. He lived very, very simply. And he would sell this products in very, very cheap price. Very, very minimal price. And whatever money he got, he would give 50% to Ganga Mai. He would give to Mother Ganga. 50%. And here we see Nimai Pandit, who is the greatest scholar of Nadia, and the son of a Brahmana. He would give very, very hard time to Kolaveti Sridhar just to get banana and banana leaf. Every day he would spend 2 to 3 hours arguing with him just to get this. Every day. Nimai, obviously, he enjoyed the rasa or the relationship with Kolaveti Sridhar in this way. Once, obviously, Nimai came again and he asked Kolaveti Sridhar, "Kolaveti Sridhar, why is it you're worshipping Lord Krishna? You don't know. If you worship Lord Krishna, look at your status of life. You're so poor. Water is leaking from your rooftop." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Look, those who worship Mother Durga, they're very, very prosperous. You should rather worship Mother Durga. Why are you worshipping Krishna?" Kolaveti Sridhar, obviously, he refuted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's argument. He pointed out that worshipping Krishna is the greatest, you can achieve the greatest happiness. Kolavecha Sridhar was able to experience this happiness because of his unalloyed chastity towards Krishna. Without any motivation, he served Krishna, which is the highest standard. Those who are in pure goodness come to this platform, which is approaching Krishna without any motivation and serving Krishna without any interruption. This is the highest platform of devotional service. And in fact, Kolavecha Sridhar displayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he was in this Vishuddha Sattva platform, that he was in this pure goodness. He approached Krishna without any material motivation. So this is how he was able to explain to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that pleasing Krishna, you can get the greatest happiness. Obviously, even if you approach Krishna with any material desire, Krishna can fix you up. This is Krishna's power. He can fix any living entity up. If you have all the material desires, yes, he can fix you up. And we know in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this great story of Dhruva Maharaj. He wanted to sit on his father's lap, Uttanapad, but his mother, Surichi, chased him away saying, "You cannot sit on your father's lap." "Why you cannot sit on my father's lap?" "Because you are not born from my womb, that's why you cannot sit on your father's lap." And Surichi said, "Well, if you want to sit on your father's lap, no problem. You go and meditate on Krishna and ask Krishna that you be born in my womb. Then you can sit on your father's lap next life." Dhruva Maharaj, when he heard this painful words coming out from Surichi's mouth, his stepmother's mouth, he was very, very hurt. As a Kshatriya, words can, nothing can be more painful than sharp words. So he was a Kshatriya boy. He was a prince. And he left crying bitterly. And Suniti heard what had happened. She actually advised, "Yes, your stepmother is correct. You should go and approach Krishna in the forest. Krishna can fulfill your desires." So, Dhruva Maharaj went and he was able to achieve Krishna. He was able to get Krishna's mercy because he got Narada Muni's mercy, his spiritual master's mercy. When within 6 months, Krishna appeared in front of him. And Dhruva Maharaj, he approached Krishna with the motivation to get a kingdom which is greater than his grandfather, which is greater than Lord Brahma, because his grandfather was Lord Brahma, great-grandfather was Lord Brahma. So he wanted a kingdom which was greater than his great-grandfather. But when he got the audience of Krishna, he wanted to offer prayers to Krishna. But because of transcendental ecstasy, he was not able to speak any words. So Krishna, Vishnu, he touched Dhruva Maharaj with his conchal on his head. Immediately, all the realization, all the transcendental knowledge came out and he offered beautiful prayers. In one of those prayers, Dhruva Maharaj said, I came to approach you, O Krishna, but with some material desires. But really, when I found the real gem, like the diamond, what is the use of those broken glasses? What is the use of those broken glasses when I have already achieved diamond? That is the true love for you. So you can see in this very story how Dhruva Maharaj approached Krishna with material desires. But Krishna was able to detect that material desire and help him overcome this material desire. This is Krishna's potency. This is Krishna's mercy. Similarly, the representative of Krishna, they are non-different from Krishna because they have the same potency of Krishna. That is to help every living entity come out of this material energy or Maya Shakti. Because they speak the words of Krishna and they follow Krishna's instruction, they are empowered by Krishna to help the conditioned soul remove themselves from all this inauspiciousness within their heart. We know how Srila Prabhupada, he had that desire to come out of India to Krishna consciousness. Even though, because that is the desire of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that he instructed Prabhupada in the first audience he had with his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed Srila Prabhupada to go and preach Krishna consciousness in the Western world in English language. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he sent some of his disciples to go and preach Krishna consciousness. And he sent them to England. Obviously that wasn't very, very successful. One person approached. He said, yes, I'm interested to be a Brahmana. I'm interested to take this Vaishnavism. What is the criteria of being a Vaishnava? And the disciple says, well, you have to give up meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. He said, oh, no, no, that I can't do. If you permit this, then I will take up your Vaishnavism. Obviously, with very little success, or no success pretty much, meager success, they went back. But with great disappointment. But Srila Prabhupada, he always had the desire to come to Western country to spread Krishna consciousness. He was thinking, well, if I, Prabhupada mentioned this, as explained by His Holiness Devamrita Maharaj, Prabhupada desired, oh well, when I get this material, when my business booms, when my business is very, very good, then I can spread Krishna consciousness. But Krishna said, no, no, no. Krishna said to Prabhupada, no, this is not how it's going to happen. I have my plans in my own way. I'm going to make your business flop, then you can spread Krishna consciousness. And this is what happened. Prabhupada said he had this argument with Krishna. I want to spread Krishna consciousness with my successful business. But Krishna said, no, you're not going to, this is not how it's going to happen. You're going to flop your business, then you can spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna obviously won this battle. So Prabhupada, he had that desire to spread this Krishna consciousness. And he came to Western country when he was very old. Imagine now any person in that old age with nothing within in his pocket, he had no money, you start a business, you start a company with nothing. It's impossible, it's very, very difficult. You can start a company, you can start a business when you're very young because you got the energy. But Srila Prabhupada, he had to spread the Krishna consciousness movement when he was 69 years old. With no material facilities. This is truly the empowerment of Krishna. As Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, you cannot spread Krishna consciousness unless you're empowered. If you're empowered, then only you can spread Krishna consciousness. You can see, that's why Srila Prabhupada is an empowered incarnation of Krishna. He's Saktivesh avatar. He's empowered. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he predicted, he says, when Sri Pratapa Rudra, King Pratapa Rudra, he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Vallabh Gardens. And in order to attract the graceful mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sang these beautiful prayers, the Gopi Gita, under the direction of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So, Pratapa Rudra sang this beautiful verse, Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam srimadaptatam bhuvikrinantiye puridajana. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, He immediately started embracing King Pratapa Rudra. He was oblivious. He wasn't aware who he was embracing. He said, "Go on saying, go on saying, go on saying, go on saying." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in great ecstasy when he heard that verse. In that verse, it's predicted, it's explained that those who hear, the gopis are glorifying the glories of hearing Krishna's topics. And in there, it explains that those who spread the glories of the Supreme Lord, Bhuri Dajana, they are most munificent. They are most munificent. Those who spread the Krishna conscious movement all over the world are the most munificent persons. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Go on, go on, go on." As Bhakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, that in this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually showed that Srila Prabhupada, his greatest general, will come to this world very soon to spread this Krishna conscious movement. So, we know Srila Prabhupada, he went to the western country. For one whole year he struggled, as he explained, "I didn't know whether to go left or right. I didn't know, I had no idea." And he, in Jaladutta, he said, "Well, Krishna, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just like a puppet in your hands." So Srila Prabhupada, as a puppet in Krishna's hand, he tried to spread Krishna consciousness, but he wasn't able to. He was unsuccessful. For one whole year he tried. He couldn't. And obviously we know that he resided in New York, in the worst place of New York, where the drunkards, where the drug addicts, they all lived. But what did Srila Prabhupada do? He had, every day he had Bhagavad Gita class. Every day he did the Bhagavad Gita class in the evening. Sometimes you would see no one would be there in his class, and sometimes you would see some bum sitting here and there. But Prabhupada, he was very persistent to, he had that great desire to spread this, to please his Guru Maharaj. But he also used to go and see the timetables when the ship would go back to India. He would think, if I can't preach this Krishna consciousness within certain time, I'll go back. He always thought like that. But nevertheless, while he was there, he was always giving Bhagavad Gita discourse. And he even started this Hare Krishna Kirtan in Thompson Square Park. And slowly, slowly, people would come. And who were those people? Those people, they were actually quite fed up with material life. That's why they took up a hippie life. They were sons of rich men, but they gave up. They had no desire in that position. But nevertheless, they still had material desires. They had attraction to drugs, they had attraction to drinking and free mixing. Literally, animalistic life. But because they approached the representative of Krishna, they were able to transform themselves. As is mentioned in 7th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explains that these devotees, they're not ordinary living, they're not ordinary people. They have shaven their head up, they have worn neck beads, wearing beautiful, and wearing dhotis, and having beautiful tilak marks all over their body. They're actually residents of Vaikuntha. They look like residents of Vaikuntha. Why were they transformed to such a highly elevated position, that of a resident of Vaikuntha? It is undoubtedly the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, mercy of Krishna. This is only by the mercy of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, that one can come to that platform. So whether you have material desire or no material desire, you must approach Krishna. And Krishna can fix you up. So, why is Krishna able to fix the living entity up? Why is Krishna able to deliver these fallen souls out of this material world? Because, as Krishna says, Daivyesha guna mayi mama maya durateya, that you cannot cross over this material energy by your own endeavor. It's not possible. But if you surrender unto me, then you can cross over, because this is my energy. And then later on in the 9th chapter, Krishna says, Maya dyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam, that this material energy is directly under my supervision. Because the material energy is directly under Krishna's supervision, that is why Krishna is able to help the fallen souls in the most degraded condition of life into the most elevated, highly residence of Vaikuntha. This is because Krishna has that power. Krishna has created Maya, so he knows how Maya works, and he knows the loopholes how to get out of Maya. Krishna knows that. That's why it's recommended that we take shelter of Krishna through his representative. By taking shelter of Krishna through his representative, all successes will come in our spiritual life. And we will gradually lose taste for material objects. If we chastefully and with great appreciation follow the predecessors, then all the success will come in our life. Thank you very much. Are there any comments? Would you like to comment? Or questions? Yes,
one practical question. How are they making caps out of banana leaves?
Oh.
I wouldn't know, you know. And it turned me to plants and caps, and I was always wondering how they make a cap out of the
sand. I don't know. Maybe they had a much more fertile intelligence those days. They did have fertile intelligence and they did know how to make banana cups. But I haven't seen any banana cups in my 13, 14 years in Mayapur. Never seen. But I know the salpata. Salpata is the leaf cups. They make cups out of that.
That's not from bananas.
No, but as Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, they used to make banana cups. Radhanath Maharaj explains that also. They used to make cups out of banana leaf. But I don't know how. They had fertile intelligence. We are outdated now. They're more highly technologized. Yeah, I don't know. Are there any more questions?
You are mentioning the word surrender many times in your lecture. So, want to explain what is surrender? Surrendering to Krishna.
I'll just say what Bhagavatam has got to say about it, but I don't know much about it because I'm still endeavoring in this practice. We know how Bhagavad Gita says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja, that abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. So, this is where Bhagavad Gita ends. That is the final instructions of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. But Bhagavatam begins from that where Krishna has ended in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam begins from there. Real surrender is not a sentimental thing, really. It is also to do with head and also heart. It's got to do with two. You must know whom you're surrendering, your lovable object, whom you're surrendering. That means to regularly hearing about the pastimes and activities and transcendental characteristics of Sri Krishna, and also following Krishna's instructions. We know how Bhagavad Gita are the words of Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam can be compared to Krishna's activities. Means Bhagavatam is full of glorification of Krishna. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the highest philosophy in any scriptures you can find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita can be considered the mind of Krishna. If you want to know what Krishna desires, what Krishna thinks, what Krishna feels, that is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you want to know Krishna's activities and pastimes, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. If you want to know instructions and Krishna's words, that is in Bhagavad Gita. Although, all these three is there also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because we see Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami would regularly quote Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it will explain that the topmost surrender, which is the highest, is to please the desires of Krishna. That is the topmost. And what does it mean to come to such a highly elevated position of trying to please Krishna, trying to please Krishna's desire? That is, you have to take instructions from your predecessors, the spiritual master and representative. We know Ambarish Maharaj, he performed devotional service in all different ways. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayor vachamsi vaikunta gunanu varnane. With his mind he was able to think of Krishna. With his words he was able to glorify Krishna. With his hands he would, although he was a king of the world, he personally swept the temple. He mopped the temple. That is with his hands. With his legs he would go to the holy places. And the last one is that all his desires is to please the desires of Krishna. That is the highest surrender. If you are able to please Krishna's desire, then you can bring about all success. And that is true surrender. And what is Krishna's desire? That Krishna desires every living entity to come and be reunited and have a loving exchange with Him. That we have to follow the process as given in Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. It doesn't come overnight. Oh, it can. It's possible. But as Srila Rupa Goswami says, you cannot expect a child within a day of impregnation within the womb of the wife. You have to wait for some time. Similarly, if you want success in devotional service, you got to be patient. So if we patiently follow the instructions given by Srila Rupa Goswami and his predecessors, Srila Prabhupada, then we can come to that level, that is to please the desires of Krishna, which is the highest form of surrender. But we are all doing. At present we are all doing. Maybe we may not be in such a highly elevated, we haven't got our sarupa in relationship with Krishna as such. Actually our sarupa is to be servant of Krishna. But we are all trying to do. We are all endeavoring to surrender to Krishna, to please Krishna's desire. That is trying to follow the instructions given by our spiritual masters and devotees. We are all trying in our own way. So we should not lose heart. We should be confident. Yes, if I firmly follow the instructions given by Srila Prabhupada and the predecessors, then automatically all success will come. That is ultimately to please Krishna. We all are trying. And we should not lose heart. Yes, Matisi?
Thank you. You were talking about the verse in the Gauri Gita recited by King Prabhupada.
Yes.
Could you think of any other similar pastimes which are related to famous verses?
Which are related?
Like, which are, you know, they were reciting, he was reciting this famous verse from the Gauri Gita. And like for myself, I think it's very wonderful, for example, Chandra Dhanam Sankirtan. Do you have any
Where is it? For Sankirtan? Oh yes, that is a nice one. That's very nice one. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he heard this beautiful verse from Mukundata. Because Gadadhar Pandit, he was told by Mukunda, you should come and see a great devotee. His name is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. You must come and see him. And Gadadhar said, okay, I have seen many, but I'll go and see him. And then he goes and sees Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, you know, he was a very rich man. And he would look at his at the mirror, and he would, you know, he would comb his hair in front of the mirror, you know, and he would chew the betel nuts. And Gadadhar Pandit said, "Mukunda," he was thinking in his mind, "Mukunda, what are you doing? You said you're going to show me a devotee, and you show me a great materialistic person." He was so bewildered. He was like, what's going on? Mukunda could detect this doubts within Gadadhar Pandit's heart. So Mukunda thought, I must do something to actually stop Gadadhar Pandit to commit more offenses within his heart, within his mind. So he quoted a beautiful verse, as Mataji said. In that verse, it explains, Mukunda explains, that Putana, the great witch, demoness Putana, he came and approached Krishna with evil intents. She wanted to give Krishna poisonous milk, with poison which is smeared in the breast, on her breast, to kill Krishna. But what Krishna did? Krishna sucked her breast, and Krishna accepted her as his own mother. He accepted her as his own mother and accepted the milk, that offering, even though Putana didn't offer this with love and devotion to Krishna. Even though Putana had that evil intent of killing Krishna, nevertheless Krishna accepted that offering and accepted her as the mother. But what did Krishna do? He gave her the position of a mother. He gave her a position of a mother. This is the greatness of Krishna. So when Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard that verse, he couldn't control himself. And that very thing he was watching, you know, he was seeing the mirror to decorate his hair or to comb his hair. He broke that and he started throwing pillows here and breaking everything. He destroyed the whole house just by hearing that verse. So this is a wonderful verse to give. And Shukadeva Goswami explains in Bhagavatam, after relating that pastime, that to give the encouragement to devotees, Shukadeva Goswami says that Putana got such a highly elevated position to be a mother of Krishna just because she had that evil intent of killing Krishna. But she got such a highly elevated position. Imagine those who perform devotional service to Krishna with favorable attitude. What is their position? And the acharyas explain, headed by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and great scholars, they explain that if Putana could get the position to be a nurse of Krishna, then those devotees who serve Krishna with favorable attitude must get a position higher than Putana. So this is the hope we have, and we should keep that hope. And so then you can also explain this to the people outside, in regards to, because people say, oh, God is all merciful. How is God all merciful? Can you explain to me? They can't explain that God is all merciful. They say God is all great. Can you show me? Can you tell me how God is all great? They can't explain. but we can explain. And this particular verse shows the greatness and shows the merciful nature of Krishna. Thank you. One last question and finish.
On the verse on the board, it's written that the people who are attached to family life, they worship Krishna just to get the blessing for their enjoyment in temporary family life. So what is the reason that they are attached to mundane family life rather than service to Krishna?
It's because the root cause of it is they want to be the enjoyer. They want to take that position that of Krishna. That is, they want to be Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. Factually, there is only one Purusha, that is Krishna. And we are all Prakriti or energy. Or in other words, we are to offer all the enjoyment to Krishna. But when we come in contact with the material energy, we want to take that position, that of Purusha, that we want to be the enjoyer. So being the enjoyer, you think, oh, I have a wife, this wife is just to serve me. I have the children, this children is to listen to what I have got to say. So this is the tendency of Purusha, or lording over the material of other living entities. Krishna has that nature. Krishna, he is the original Purusha. And that is his true nature. That is to be the real enjoyer. But we want to imitate Krishna. That's why we do not have attraction for Krishna. And we have attraction to the family life. That is the root cause of it. We want to be the enjoyer. Thank you very much. Granted, Srimad. Later. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.